Yesterday, the coronial inquest into the deaths of Hannah Clark and her children were released, finding domestic violence is a national crisis. The inquest revealed the system needs to be reformed and police needs to respond better in these instances. I started asking postdoctoral researcher at the Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Center, Dr. Ellen Reeves, her thoughts about the coronial inquest.
This inquest is really significant, not necessarily because what Rowan Baxter did to Hannah Clark and her children was rare, because it's not rare, but because there was so much media attention on this particular case, and because it really opened up conversations about coercive control in Australia. You know, it wasn't just about what he did on that day, but the focus has really been on the lead up to events and the pattern of controlling and coercive behaviours that he had engaged in prior to that incident. So the findings are interesting, and I think probably what's most striking and somewhat controversial is the coroner's finding that essentially further actions from the Queensland domestic violence system couldn't have prevented Baxter from doing what he did. So, you know, that statement was made, but then the inquest has also highlighted multiple system failures.
Now, how important is the perpetrator's accountability in these situations?
The coroner's statement that the system, you know, likely couldn't have done anything to prevent Clark and her children's death from happening is reflective of the importance of perpetrator accountability. And perpetrator accountability, it is critical, but we do need to look at the role of the system in making perpetrators accountable, because Baxter wasn't held accountable by the system. And the impact of that is that, you know, for Baxter and for other perpetrators, is that they're emboldened to continue to commit abuse. They're emboldened each time they breach an order and aren't punished, or, you know, when they don't show up to court-ordered behavioural change programs and no one follows up on that. And at the same time, victim survivors are being sent a message that the system isn't there to protect them and that ultimately they're on their own. And I should say that, you know, there are instances of good practice in the Hannah Clark case in terms of some of the responses that she received, but ultimately the key failings mentioned earlier did let her down.
Now, another recommendation from the coroner was to reform the whole system, which is like a huge task, I believe. What are some of the efforts governments have done so far to change this system, like in Queensland, the coercive control laws, etc.? What are the efforts made so far?
Yeah, so obviously it differs across jurisdictions, but I think two of the really big ones when it comes to whole of system reform, it's around risk assessment and information sharing systems. And, you know, that's something that Queensland has committed to. So part of a whole of system response is everyone, so every point of contact in that system, having the same information. So if a victim survivor makes a report to police, and let's say there's an interim domestic violence order put in place, that same information needs to be available to, say, child protection agencies or any other service that's coming in contact with either the victim survivor in that relationship or the perpetrator. And that's inherently linked to risk assessment processes. So one of the findings in this case was that different points of contact used different risk assessment frameworks for Clark and for Baxter. And naturally, that yields different results. So Hannah was deemed at high risk by some agencies, but not others, which is really problematic. And that's exactly how victim survivors get lost in this system and how the system fails to hold perpetrators to account. So, yeah, there's definitely a focus in Australia on having everyone on the same page in terms of risk assessment and information sharing.
Now, how critical is to recognize children as victim survivors in their own right, and how can this change the system?
Yeah, so it's so important. Children are often framed as witnesses to domestic and family violence, not as victims in their own right. And that often means that they're sidelined when it comes to thinking about risk and safety. So in the Hannah Clark case, the coroner stated that an independent risk assessment specific to the children was never done. So the fact that no service assessed the children's risk of harm is terrifying when we think about what Baxter ultimately did. But this is pretty consistent across Australia, unfortunately, and it's particularly prominent, you know, when there are family law matters going on. There's this sense that state and territory jurisdictions don't want to get involved in protecting children if there are family law orders in place. And that's essentially just passing the buck to a system that we know is plagued by many issues, one of which is its tendency to implicitly encourage unsafe outcomes for children.
That was postdoctoral researcher at Monash University, Dr. Ellen Reeves. If you or someone you know needs support on the topic, help is always available for you. Call 1-800-737-732.